With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegan and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures entitled Veganism, the Way to Peace.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Амарам гэдэг айлтгаж хүн төрөлхтний сэтгэлийн гэрийг арилгаж сэтгэлийг ариусгахад ихийг гээж агуй хүйсийг бүтээж байгаа таны буян төлс даган байцж байна. Ингээд бидний дундартаа бодсон өөрийнхөө бодлыг гэлээд танаас нэгэн зүйлийг асууя. Дэлхийн дундарт нь байгаль ертөнцийн өөрийнх нь зүү тогтлоор болж байгаа хэрэг биш, хүндрэлтний буруутай үйлдэлээс болж байгаа гэдэг нь тодорхой. Тэгвэл тэр хүндрэлтний энэ буруу үйлдлийг хийхэд их сурвалж нь юу байсан бэ? Хүний сэтгэлийн хэм буруутсан сэтгэлээс үүссэн гэдэг нь тодорхой. Бүр тодтогч хэлвэл хүний сэтгэл алдсан шундлын гадал эдхийг дулаар болж байна шүү дээ. Одоо дэлхий даяар болж байгаа ванг санхүү эдийн засгийн хямралч гэсэн улам улам баяжхын төлөө хит их ашиг хөөцөлдөж хит их үйлдвэрсний шунал сэтгэлийн гай юм аа. Бас л шундын гадаас шалтгаалжээ. Иймээс хүндрэлтний дийлэнх гисгийн сэтгэлийн шундыг өнөөгийн нөхцөлд яаж хязгаарлаж номхотхон цөвн цагийн энэ гамшигаас хүндрэлтнийг яаж аврах вэ? Энэ талаар та сургаалаа альтно.
Dr. Sare, it is true that scientists have already proven that accelerated global warming is not due to natural causes but human-related activities. The cause of this is that we have forgotten our noble nature, our original divine self, our Buddha nature. So we must return to a virtuous way of life. There is now abundance of data available to help inform people. Because people have not been informed well. It's not just due to greed or evil-minded. Just lacking of information that make people not aware of the consequences of what we have been doing, yes. So now is the time that we must inform people, and we must quickly inform people, and we must quickly reverse this trend so that a world remains for our children to stay. So we have to turn away from animal products now that we know that is the main cause of global warming. To your question about greed and wrong actions, yes, I have already mentioned that it is true that part of the global economic crisis is a result of overproduction and over-focusing on profits. These so-called profits can include things like grain that is fed to livestock, animals, instead of directly feeding the hungry in the world. Such a focus can lead to the appearance of greed. However, people have been misinformed. Yes, the person who lives this way is truly not happy, even if he doesn't know why, even if he wasn't informed correctly. But he's unhappy inside, and often he's not aware of the harm this meat operation causes. So even scientific studies have revealed that only through giving and sharing do we gain inner peace of fulfillment. Only live a peaceful life can we enjoy peace. So to be saved from this modern time disaster, we, humanity as a whole, must turn to a greater consideration of others. This is the reminder of virtue that is truly of the greatest importance, because adopting the vegetarian diet lifestyle is the only way, in fact, to preserve any world, not just our world. The Buddha's teaching never fail. Jesus' teaching never fail. We must be compassionate.
Таны хүн төрлөлтний төлөө хийж буй ариун үйлсд чин сэтгэлээрээ талархаж байдгаа. Монголчууд бид буян үлдэж нүглийг дивчхийг мэддэг нь эртнээс шүтэж ирсэн буддтай шашнаас улбаатай билээ. Иймээс Бурхан Багшийн дүүчин өдөр сар бүр бэлгийн тоолдын шиний нэгэн буюу 15-ны өдрүүдэд ихних хүмүүс мах ямсалгүй цагаан хоол идэхийг хичээдгээ. Нэгэн тарах материал дээрээ та дэлхийн дулаалд бидний үйл үр техник технологиос илүүтэйгээр нөлөө үзүүлсэн гэж хэлсэн байдгаа. Гэтэл үүлийн үрийг ихних хүмүүс шашны хүрээнд л ойлгож түүний жинхэнэ утга учирыг төдийлөн сайн мэддэггүй. Амтны айм хорооч махан хүнс хэрэглэх нь өөртөө үүлийн үр үүсгдэг болохыг хүмүүс энгийн байдлаар хэрхэн ойлгодвол цохилттой вэ? Их багш таны бэлэг ухаанд баярлалаа.
Hello, madam. Kanakai. Yes. First of all, congratulations to you, madam, and thank you for your wise, compassionate choice of vegetarianism. The concept of karma, or in the Western terminology, the consequence of our action, as you sow, so shall you reap in the Bible, is not a Buddhist or Christian concept alone. It's a logical term, meaning that for every action there is a consequence. And the law of karma, meaning the cause and effect, is very exact. So we must stop the killing of other beings, and consequently our life will be spared. By being vegetarian, our human's consciousness is raised up to a higher level, cleaning up and elevating us to our original noble self again. As we plant the seeds of compassion, we will reap the love and peace in return. So to reduce bad karma, we must reverse our actions and create good karma by being benevolent, being kind, and being merciful. Then all these qualities will return to us in manifold. We will beget mercy from heaven and be able to preserve this precious planet and our lives. Stock animal raising, as we know by now, and animal breeding is the foremost cause of damage to our planet and the health of the people even, and the detrimental effect on our environment as well. It will destroy the world if we do not stop eating and producing meat and animal product. Animal and meat production has been found by scientists to emit more greenhouse gases than all the transportation sectors combined. Methane, which is one of the primary gases emitted, causes up to 72 times more heat to be trapped in the atmosphere than the carbon dioxide. However, methane also disappears much more quickly than carbon dioxide. So if we stop eating meat, we stop producing animal product, then the planet will be able to cool down almost immediately. This is scientifically very logical also. There is no need to even talk about the moral issue. So the vegetarian diet is the fastest, easiest, and most effective solution for a life-sustaining planet.
Many people have this 比较不对的概念，认为我们修行的人呢、啊，就为了自私的目的，为了要自己了脱痛苦这样子，不管别人呢、啊，或是住家的人都是很自私的，逃避社会，躲起来修行。这个有可能也有一些啦，并不是说没有。不过我们真正的出家的概念，或是修行的精神都是因为为了整个世界的。如果我们不敢说为了整个宇宙，不过世界和宇宙是同一体的，不能分开的。我们一个人就是宇宙一个部分，我们一个地球就是宇宙一个部分，像我们的眼睛是我们的身体一个部分，我们的里面的肠胃啊、肚子啊，当然是很难看啊，很臭啊，不过也是我们的身体一个部分，最小任何的部分啊，我们不能工作了，我们身体 kaput 不 function 不能动啊。同样，我们每一个人、每一个众生、每一草一木啊，都跟别的宇宙的万物有关系，所以我们修行的人啊，不是为了自己的。那现在为什么我们要修行呢？不是因为我们要逃开而已，不是我们要了脱痛苦一个人，而真正的为了要变改这个世界，变得好一点，舒服一点，让大家共住快乐，不要那么互相生恨、互相残杀、互相压迫的。我们说，哎，这不是我的问题啊，我没压迫别人啊，我自己管自己，我自己赚钱，我没有控制什么，我是小小的无名少数的人，我不应该修行，没关系，我没伤害什么人。我们可以这样简单那么说，不过事实上，我们的影响力啊，我们自己也不了解。事情啊，不那么简单解释的，因为我们人类多数的不修行的人啊，我们的意啊、意念啊，非常很乱的，有的时候贪，有的时候生，有的时候饥，有的时候嗔恨，有的时候仇恨，有的时候要杀人，有的时候要抢，有的时候要偷，有的时候要竞争啊。这些意念啊，会发出一种电能啊，懂不懂是不是啊，一种气氛啊，然后挂在空中这里，在我们附近呢，在我们自己的国家呢，在我们的家庭里面，变成一种不好的气氛。那不好的气氛的话，住在里面那种气氛的人呢、啊，当然不会愉快的。你们夫妻有没有吵架的时候？有没有啊？打仗的时候有哈？有。那打仗完了以后，一个半小时以后，或是一个小时，有的两三天以后， 那个家庭的气氛怎么样？好不好？不好啊，一进来就闻到了，连不进来也闻到。你们吵架完了以后，每个人去办公室工作，他去办公室，你去开计程车，有可能这样。不过那个心还是挂这个刚刚打仗吵架那个气氛，是不是？真的不愉快，有的我会撞到别人。为了想太太，刚刚太太怎么凶啊？刚刚先生怎么那么无常理啊？就会工作不舒服，工作不顺，是不是这样子啊？一弄手工，一直弄错了，想什么都往到那个吵架那边去，要往这边没有办法，一直往到那个吵架那个气氛去。然后开车也开的不能专心，有时候会撞到别人。为了刚刚吵架，有的时候我们要决定什么公事的很伟大的问题，或是什么工作啦，为了这个家庭的刚刚吵架的气氛影响啊，没有办法想得通，没有办法做得对，是不是这样？是吗？好，同样啊，我们在这个世界上不是只有跟丈夫太太摩擦而已，还有跟老板老板娘同事不同事，人家外面的人那边的人每天摩擦不小那个问题啊。有的时候我们不想生气啊，有的时候我们不想仇恨啊，不过为了背景啊，外景影响，我们会发生仇恨的心，生气的心，然后想伤害别人的心。因为这种心态啊，满满我们的地球啊，每个人都有啊，所以我们地球才不安稳。因为我们每天不检讨自己的身口意，不控制自己的欲望啊，不控制自己的贪嗔痴，所以我们的地球的气氛才变成这样，那么烦闷，那么不很愉快。所以我们修行啊，为了要改变这个气氛。
It's been a joy to have you with us for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Join us again next Friday for part 2 of Veganism, The Way to Peace. Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants is coming up next, after noteworthy news on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned. We wish you and your loved ones an abundance of joy and fulfillment.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.